Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, I'm back with Jacobo, and we left it that we're going to discuss a particular situation where you were frustrated, where things didn't work out as well as you had hoped, and how this all played into possibly your overall reassessment of your role, of your career.
Sure. I for me, like I said before, every year we would sit down at Christmas time when we came to Puerto Rico to talk about how are things going, where do we want to go, are things working out for us, where and then how do we tweak our life plan. And it's something that we've done every year, and it's a great thing to do for any couple or any team. It came to a point after 3 years working in innovation, you always have frustrations, difficulties moving anything through an organization. SC Johnson is an amazing company. They move quickly, they make decisions, but any organization, big or small, you have layers and you have bureaucracy. Especially when you have innovation, it's you have to nurture it, and sometimes it's very difficult to convey what's working, what's not working, to upper levels of management, and you don't always get what you want. And especially in that division, it was tough at the very end to convey what was needed to move projects forward. And after you invest 3 years in a project, it gets frustrating where you're not getting the traction or the support that you want moving forward. And for me, that was what I would say an aha moment, where I said, okay, what have I accomplished here over the last 15 years, and what does the future hold for me here? And what the company was offering me and what I saw, I realized that increasingly I was going to be moving away from the things that I really wanted to do. And that forced a reevaluation of my career objectives. And I came to the conclusions that while there were still many things to learn within the company and many other great growth opportunities, I realized that I wanted to do something different, where I had more control of the decision making process, coupled with the fact that we have been away for so long. I mean, I spent 21 years between college and my master's degree, 15 at the company, that I wanted to be closer to family, with 4 kids, parents that were and are healthy. I truly wanted to spend quality time with my parents, not just a couple times a year. And that forced me to devise, okay, what is my return plan? And how do I get back to Puerto Rico in a way where I can provide for my family with 4 kids and then pursue my objective of becoming an entrepreneur and doing something positive here.
Okay, so you decided to come to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And what has been the experience? What has been great? What has been awful? What has been neutral? How is it, somebody coming in young after being in a huge company with Brazil and with Walmart, et cetera, you then come back and you're a free agent, you're on your own, trying to find your way, because you didn't come with a particular job.
No.
So what was the experience? What was good? What was bad?
Well, I made the decision, and sometimes, my wife still reminds me, you have 4 kids to feed. I made the decision to come back not employed with anyone, because I wanted the freedom to look at different industries and companies where I could buy equity or buy them outright with investors and add some value to those businesses and take them to the next level. And I realized that if I employed myself here with someone, I wouldn't be doing what would be right for them or for me, in terms of dividing my time between different initiatives. So I decided, after talking to other local entrepreneurs, that I wanted to dedicate myself to evaluate opportunities, and I gave myself 3 years to do that, which they came up this past August. So now I've extended my project for another 2. So I've been doing 2 things. I've been helping out my family with some things, and I've been looking at opportunities, local opportunities, companies to buy, and it has been a tremendous experience. Incredibly rewarding learning all these different industries, intellectually and professionally, and also frustrating, because you want to get going and then buy something, And what I've learned is that it's a slow process and it takes time. And you have to find motivated buyers and you have to find the right opportunities. So I wouldn't say there has been anything truly frustrating except not having completed the acquisition. It's just that it takes more time than what I probably bargained for. Some of the things that I knew would be difficult and were difficult, when you're accustomed to a large organization where you have a lot of resources, you have a finance person, an engineer, an attorney at your disposal. When you become an entrepreneur on your own, well, that entire structure is gone. So it's not that I'm afraid of doing the work myself, it's just that you're not used to doing all of it yourself. So that has taken some getting used to. Also the fact that you're no longer in an environment where you can bounce off ideas with peers, that has taken some adjustment, because even though I see people, but it's not necessarily that I'm working with other people with what I'm doing. So I've looked for other venues where I can get that interaction. Apart from that, I have some people that I rely on to bounce off ideas from, like an informal board of sorts when I'm looking at acquisitions. I have some other people that help me when we identify a company that we want to look at. And so there's one particular person that has been instrumental in helping me put together all the numbers. So I have found some support when we're looking at businesses. Probably the biggest challenge, as I said earlier, has been looking for truly motivated buyers, sellers. Everyone you talk to, they say, sure, I want to sell the company, come talk to me. And what you find is that either the valuations that we're coming up with are not in line with their expectations or with truly the economic reality of the times. So that has been an issue. We've also come into an issue where people's self-esteem is so enmeshed with the company and the work that even though rationally they think they want to sell, emotionally they can't. So that has been interesting, you know, in working through that. And it's a matter of, I thought that with what was beginning to happen, I came to Puerto Rico in 2008, that the economic meltdown and the recession that followed, that there would be a lot more opportunities for acquisition than what we have seen.
Now that I've been in transition and moved from law firm to consulting and on my own and experiencing some of what you have experienced, and I talk to people because I want to see how they're transitioning into their retirement, people that are in their 60s, late 50s, et cetera. And I find that most, when I ask them, what do you have for a succession plan, or how is your law firm or your accounting firm or your medical practice or your business, what do you have for succession? Who's going to take this on? Are you going to sell? I get either a blank stare, like I should have been thinking about this, but I think it's more, I know I have to do something, but I just can't get to do it. And some of them just come out and say, it'll take care of itself, or I'm not ready yet. And so I think what you experience and the things that I have received, the feedback I've received when I've asked this question, more out of curiosity, not as clients of mine, et cetera, but just out of curiosity, is this reluctance to get into that decision. And then, of course, you know, in our family businesses, there is, as you say, this very emotional attachment to what your grandparents and father have developed. And happens two things: either the price, of course, goes up with this emotional price tag to it, and there's this aspect which, from a rational point of view, you should be looking towards working out a succession plan. But from an emotional point of view, you don't want to bring in others. You want to have the control, etc. So it's a challenge.
About how
many businesses do you think you looked at, you know, relatively serious? You know, you looked at numbers you know, 3 or 15 or
the way that we've done it. I mean, I've looked. There are certain industries that I'm interested in, so I've done a lot of research about the industries that I like, and talking to people, interviewing them, truly understanding the business model, and that has taken quite a bit of time. In terms of numbers, we probably have done 8 due diligence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one we lost early on outright, and the other we've actually looked and gotten to a point where we've either made offers or decided not to make offers. So in 3 years, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. And part of the challenge has been, how do you keep that funnel full? And how do you keep going back to people that you've talked to that have expressed interest? Because Puerto Rico being so small, one of the challenges is there aren't that many companies that you can acquire. One of the decisions that I made is that I wanted to buy something, an ongoing concern, versus starting something from scratch. One of the two people that I spoke to are a team of very successful entrepreneurs, and they did something similar to what I've done. And they decided in the end of their 3.5 year search that they were going to start a company. And they did that, and they sold it successfully, and they continue to do that because they faced something similar where they bounced against a wall where they were not able to buy companies from second generation, third generation companies. But I think that that's going to come to a head within the next couple of years as the baby boomers come to retirement age. I think, hopefully, that's my hope, that some of them are going to realize that one way to plan, if, especially if they don't have a clear succession in the family, is to sell the company. And then it's like my father, who's also an attorney, says it's a lot easier to divide cash, dollars, than to divide a company. And I'm hoping that that's going to yield some results moving forward.
Okay, we'll have to take another break, and I'll be back. There will be a couple other things I want to cover with you, and then we'll be closing. Thanks.